Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We just got a text for whatever Wednesday we're about to get into.
Yeah.
They just wrote, Justice League weekend. Enough said. Speaking of that,
okay.
J.K. Simmons is going to join the show. He's playing Commissioner Gordon in the movie. He'll be with us in about an hour and a half, less than that.
Okay.
We'll be calling Depends on when the phone rings, you know. We also got your love letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes. And your trip to Florida this hour.
Yeah.
So much to get to, including this 18-year-old Al?
Well, here's the thing. It's not as oogie as it sounds.
Uh-huh.
I moved into a new house about a week ago, I guess, and I met one girl that works across the street at an apartment building. It's kind of like a concierge-type person, right?
Yeah.
And she walks dogs. And so I see her randomly two or three times a day. And so one time I said, you have a lot of dogs. I was kind of making a joke. She goes, no, I walk dogs. I work here, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, okay, cool. Let me get your number. I'm going to get you to walk my dog. Right. I was walking my dog at the time.
Yeah.
No.
18.
So anyway, I ran into her yesterday. She's walking some other person's dog. And I said, are you ready for the holidays? I'm walking Curtis. She goes, yeah, I guess so. I said, what you got planned for Thanksgiving? She said, well, I'm not really hanging out with my family, so I don't have anything to do. And so I said, is your family here? She goes, oh, yeah, they're here.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't associate with them. There's drama there.
Yeah.
So I didn't get too nosy with her. I'd just seen her two or three times. So I said, I'm going to find something for you to do on Thanksgiving.
Oh, goodness.
You're going to find something for her to do?
Yes.
At your house?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said, I'm going to find something for you to do, like a Friendsgiving. This is what I'm thinking in my head.
Friendsgiving?
After I let, she kind of smiled. She kind of lit up a little bit. Wow, I might have Thanksgiving plans. And then I'm thinking to myself, what am I going
to? Well, you're stuck. You got to invite her.
You got to invite her to yours. You invited me to your Thanksgiving the first year I moved out here.
Yeah, I did. But I
take her to Mama's house. Have her do the yard like you do with all the other girls.
You can't just call people you don't know and ask them to invite somebody they don't know.
I know, but I don't know. Like,
what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm with my family.
Do you go to your bar?
Like, probably in the afternoon.
There you go.
Then that's what you do. That's what the homeless, when we're homeless on holidays. I mean, I've been there before.
Orphan,
you know?
Thanksgiving, or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Orphan, yes. When you're orphan, you end up going and hanging out at a bar with friends later after
they're
done.
She's 18, though.
Well, she can eat.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably have a turkey and some
dressing.
Like,
Al doesn't let underage people in.
Yeah, she can eat, though. I mean.
So, ideas for Big Al? Send him a text.
No, you do your family thing, and then you just tell her she can go eat at the bar if you're going to be there, and then there'll be other people there.
Yeah, because especially everything that's happening nowadays, you know, for 18-year-old, it just doesn't.
Everything
that's
happening nowadays, 18-year-old what?
You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about
in the news right now. I'm not trying to go down that anywhere near that road. I'm trying to go the totally opposite.
Why are you giving her your phone number? Why don't you find some old geezer to walk your dog for you?
Yeah, why are you giving her your phone number, bro?
I was just.
Making conversation.
I mean, I need a dog walker from time to time, so.
You give her a key to the house?
No.
You know the dating formula, Al?
The dating formula?
Yeah, according to psychologists, you should divide your own age by 2 and then add 7.
Yeah, we've done that formula before.
It turns out that formula is correct. Psychologists say that's a yes. Go with that one.
Is that just for men?
Well, that's at the low end, right?
What if it's the woman? What is the woman supposed
to be? I think women can use this one as well.
But I don't want younger.
Got that one from Psychology Today magazine.
Right.
So into psychology, Jenna. Thank you for getting me into it.
You love that mag, huh?
So good. So
it's good. There's great articles.
Great articles.
Let's just say for maybe a man who's divorced, midlife crisis, not talking about Al, just in general.
Yeah.
A 50-year-old man. I'm done. I'm going to go out there and get on the dating scene again.
Yeah.
Divided by 2 is 25. Add 7. 32.
Boom.
32 and 50 would be a good match.
Okay.
All right.
Now
all
you
right,
know.
50-year-olds, here I am.
I'll keep that in mind for when I turn 50.
But now a 40-year-old man, 27?
27 is a good one for 40. Yeah. See, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. We're already doing whatever Wednesday, basically.
Yeah, that's whatever right there.
Oh, Big Al Mac.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to find out what he's going to do with his 18-year-old dog walker for Thanksgiving. So you can talk about whatever you want here, Kid Nation. I mean, it's open. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But we really want you to call us if you've had a good celebrity encounter, because like Big Al Mac just said, there aren't very many of those going around nowadays.
Doesn't seem like it.
A lot of them are The ones that make you cringe.
At least the ones that we're hearing about right now, yeah. So we want to get some positivity out there with a good encounter.
Maybe an 18-year-old will call up and say, this local regional radio star invited me for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How nice.
Okay. Right, let's go with our first call here.
I just got some shivers.
One of the guys that was being mentioned in the not-so-good talk, celebrity-wise, Ben Affleck. But, Josh, you had a meeting with Ben Affleck.
I did, yes.
How'd that go, sir?
It went really well. I mean, he was phenomenal when I met him. This was back in 2003, and I was in the military. I was deployed overseas. He came out. He had just made the movie Paycheck, so I think he was doing a promotional tour for that movie at the time. Him and Robin Williams both came out. Robin Williams did a show. I didn't get to meet him, but he did a show for us. And Ben Affleck, we did the opening for Good Morning America with him. Whoa. But he stuck around for a good 2 hours and just talked to us and took pictures with us and just kind of hung out. You know, he was really cool talking about the Patriots because a lot of us were from up the Northeast area. So
yeah, he's a big Patriots fan. You heard him talking about Deflategate last year where he got really, really emotional about it. Oh, that's really cool, Josh. Thanks for calling, man. Ben Affleck, good dude.
Good to know.
Oh, we have a cast member type call here, you guys.
Oh.
Hello, Jen.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you, JC? Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Hi.
So you met one of us in this room, huh?
I did, and I had the best burger I have had, like, maybe my whole life at his place.
All right. Yes?
Well, I know who you're talking
to. Whoa! Yeah.
He has a good burger?
Yes, we have a great burger, Jenna. You need to try it.
Yeah.
Get it with the bacon and the egg, too.
So good.
Well, thank you, Jen. That's nice to hear.
Did Big Al Mac hit on you at all, Jen?
He did not, but he was so nice. I walked in with a couple of my friends. I was down in Dallas for work. Came from Pennsylvania. And he was a little busy, so we went and sat down. He came over, took pictures with us. I'm a hero to, like, all my friends and family because I got to meet you.
Big Al Mac hero.
Way to go, Jen. Thanks for coming,
Jen,
babe.
You're awesome. Come back down and see us anytime.
Shout out Scranton, Wilkes-Barre.
That's cool. Look at you, Al, getting a good call there.
How about that?
That's why we got to say only good calls only. Well, they're not going to have any mean ones because we're asking for nice calls.
That was
calls,
nice, and the burger was good.
That's how we guard ourselves, just in case. Yeah. You got a good food review?
That's a twofer right
and
there.
And a good personal review.
Yep.
Well done, sir. Hi, Ashley.
She's
in. What in the heck?
Are you in the upside down right now? Ashley?
Ashley?
Oh, sorry.
Are you all right?
Is a Demogorgon going to get you?
No. I'm in a train station. I live outside of D.C. And
very cool.
I'm in a train.
Look at you. So who'd you get to meet?
Yeah. So I actually, I volunteer with this group of veterans that does the celebrity handling for Comic-Cons in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And I met a lot of celebrities, but my favorite ones were the cast of Stranger Things. I met all of them. And they were really great kids. They were actually so busy, they forgot that it was Halloween coming up in a couple of days.
So you had a full-on conversation with the kids and they were all cool?
Yeah, we hung out with them. They asked us what we like to do. Like, you know, we're all adults, so we're like, I don't know, everything involves drinking. Can't take you.
They're like, but we're Hollywood kids, all right?
Yeah, I've heard the Stranger Things kids are all so nice. From
That's
all the
nice
meetings.
To hear, because that one got, you know, beat up for ignoring his fans, remember?
Yeah, right.
And he's a 14-year-old kid, so that's nice to hear. He's just a normal kid.
Yeah, he had a good reason for it. Yeah. He was just overwhelmed sometimes. Thank you for your call, Ashley. Have a wonderful day. Let's move on here with Jordan. What's up, Jordan?
What's up, man?
So, who'd you get to meet?
I didn't get to meet anybody. I called earlier, or called a minute ago. Y'all were talking about this giant coconut crab yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Did you go look at the pictures?
Dude, I saw the pictures, but yesterday I went to the Dallas Aquarium, and I saw these crabs, the Japanese crabs. These things are giant.
Really?
I'm talking about 4-foot long legs, a body the size of your head. Oh my God, man.
Good looking.
Well, I think we're doing Thanksgiving wrong. I think we should find these crabs.
Have a Thanksgiving crab?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Start a new tradition.
Same thing.
4-foot long legs. Can you? That's
they
a lot
scary.
Of meat.
Yeah. How much is a crab leg on that thing?
That's gotta be
I can't afford it. You can't afford me. That's what the crab says.
It wouldn't fit on your plate.
Jordan, we'll get together and try to find one and see. I think we got to go over in Asia or somewhere. All right, bro.
I have no desire to see one of those. I mean, I get so an aquarium, scary. It's fine. In a controlled environment.
I get
Indonesia.
That's where
that's where we have to go.
Oh, no. That's too far.
Yeah.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing awesome. I hear you met Big Al Max Idol.
Yeah.
How was he?
Mr. Blake Shelton.
Oh. Right. Yeah. How was Blake?
I'm telling you, he was the nicest guy I've ever... He was nice. He was just... He's tall. He's handsome. And I was looking good. I was looking real good.
You were looking good.
You were looking good.
Oh, yeah. I won a contest. And so I got to fly out to San Diego for a concert. And we had backstage passes and all that good stuff. So, you know, we were talking and I was just like, oh, Blake, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's like hugging me and he's like, you look just like my mama.
I've used that line.
Is that a good line to use on a girl?
Sure,
it worked for you?
Yeah.
You look just like my mama?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, when you're making out with this girl?
No, you don't want to, no, you don't go there. Oh, okay. But, well, good, I'm glad to hear that. He was nice when I met him, too. I just posted a picture on my social. Yeah. Him kiss me, it says I kissed by the sexiest man.
He seems genuinely nice.
Did you get to kiss him, Debbie? Because Al did.
I tried, but the security's
turned tight. Don security.
Thank you for your call. I had a cool encounter with Pink once, since we were just talking about her. It reminded me.
Yeah.
I had just gotten reamed at my old radio station. Like, I got in big trouble because I didn't clean the van properly. I am sorry. I put the generator in the wrong place in the van.
Oh, no. Man. You've come a long way.
My sincerest apologies.
You've come a long way, JC.
And I came out of the our building, and she was standing outside because she had come up to do... She was just starting out.
Yeah.
And she saw my face, and she looks at me and goes, you look like you had a rough day. And she pulls out a pack of cigarettes and tries to hand me one. She goes, you want to have a smoke with me? And I was like, I don't smoke, but I will definitely sit here with you. And we chatted for about 10 minutes.
Oh.
Sure, I tell you, man.
And she got me out of my funk.
From that time that she came into the studio with her Pink Panther stuffed animal and sang in our conference room at the other studio. Loved her.
Awesome.
Yep. She was like, blank your boss. Yeah, how dare he yell at you? And then he walked out and she was so nice to him.
That's good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Kid Nation.
Yep.
So many good celebrity encounters. And now time for some good, solid love advice from our love expert, Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, gosh, I forgot it was Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Love Letters to Kelly. We got you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, we're about 15 minutes away from having you call in for your trip to Florida with our fun Florida fact.
All right.
Right. Oh, we roll Big Al Mag. We're about to get to Love Letters to Kelly, but before we do, I had a tough time choosing them today, man. There were so many good ones.
Yeah.
I got a good one, though. A text for Jenna. Because, Jenna, you had to get off social media yesterday because your tree. Jenna wants the white tree.
Yeah, sometimes I just can't look at social media because people are mean.
People are calling Jenna racist because of it.
Just criticizing. Yeah, I'm a white supremacist for wanting a fake white tree or just criticizing that I want a fake tree. It's like, just forget it.
Well, this text came in just for you, Jenna.
Great. Well, I can't wait.
Yo, Jay.
Yeah, hey.
Baby Jay. Sweet baby Jay.
I am a black woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Grew up in the ghetto.
Oh, okay.
Man, my computer shut off.
Oh, no.
Grew up in the ghetto. And when I was little, our tree was a fake white tree.
Oh.
And guess what?
What?
I'm not a white supremacist. And here's the kicker. My mom still lives in the ghetto and has the same tree.
Oh.
So you get your white tree.
There you go.
Decorating choice.
They're just expensive.
Love of they are. Yeah, I wonder whoever wrote this song got a bunch of...
You know what's funny is hearing that for the last few years, for some reason, this is an unpopular opinion, holiday music has kind of depressed me. And I'm actually really excited about the holidays this year.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about the holidays. And I don't know why. It's been a rough year.
I think that's really what it is.
It's been a rough year for a lot of people. For me personally, it's just probably been the roughest year.
Yeah.
And for once, I'm like, I'm excited. I'm
good.
Excited
talking
about,
about that. People are shopping earlier. They're decorating earlier than ever before. And I think it's because people just want so bad to forget.
Yeah.
They were saying, though, that if you're listening to Christmas music too early, it can have a negative effect on you.
Yeah, you get sick of it.
Not that, but it'll get you thinking about having to get Christmas done and getting the shopping ready. And so you have this...
Right, you can overthink anything.
Yeah, you start overthinking and you get...
I always panic about that, regardless of what I'm listening
to. You panic. That's the problem. Yeah. I was talking to my wife about it. I was like, Christmas music gives me a feeling, but I can't grasp what that feeling is.
It's anxiety.
Good. It's like good and bad.
Anxiousness.
Anxiousness. But then I also have my childhood, and I remember just, I don't know. I can't describe the feeling, but it's, in the end, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, I think for me, I've always had really good, growing up, I was an only child. I had great Christmases. And as an adult, my parents get divorced. I've spent some Christmases alone, and it's been really sad. And then you don't want to say that because you're like, I know I'm lucky, and it could. And everyone's like, it could be worse.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't really like hearing that because I've spent a lot of holidays alone. And then I'm thinking, last year I get engaged over the holidays, and then this happens,
right.
You know, and I'm not.
I'm not upset. In Mexico years ago, I spent a Christmas by myself.
But you had fun, right?
I had a great time.
Since we're talking about Christmas music, we'll launch into Love Letters to Kelly after this. But Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is probably one of the most popular, if not the most popular, modern Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Mariah had to say about it.
All I Want for Christmas is the first Christmas song that I ever wrote for my first Christmas album, which is called Merry Christmas. And there's a new animated movie about a little girl that wants a puppy for Christmas. I wasn't thinking about that. I was recording a Christmas song. That's a boring answer, but it's the truth.
The first song she wrote for that Christmas album. And it turned out to be that.
Biggest one of all time.
Yeah.
For her.
I'm over an NSYNC guy. I like NSYNC's Christmas song a little bit better than this one, but this one's close second.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Kelly Raspberry, Love Expert. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
It is time for
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I want to do this one. Sorry. Oh. I have four.
Audible.
I have four. No, I have four, and I'm interested in this one. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My sister-in-law and I are great friends. After the birth of her first child, she gained a lot of weight and had trouble losing it. It was a really difficult time for her. But since then, in the birth of her second child, she's lost all the weight and more. Looks awesome. She works so hard. She's healthy, happy, proud of herself, and I'm proud of her, too. While she was losing the weight, I was pregnant with my second son, and while on a family vacation, I was 37 weeks pregnant. She took the opportunity to jokingly say that she was no longer the fattest sister-in-law. I sat there in my maternity swimsuit, feeling and looking huge, I took it very personally. It's now been over a year, and she has continued to make jabs about how she's no longer the fattest. Yeah. When I ordered a second margarita at dinner last week, she went on a 5-minute rant about the calories and sugar content. I don't like the way that this is making me feel. I have curves. My husband thinks I look great. But every time I leave after spending time with her, I'm in a funk. The holidays are approaching. I need some advice on how to deal with it. Should I talk to her about it? Just get over it? She will not listen to my criticism. For instance, she spells my name wrong 12 years later, even though I've told her several times.
You just pull her aside. And if it does hurt you bad enough, what would really embarrass her is if like your husband goes and says something too. But you just need to tell her it's hurting your feelings. And I am guilty of this too. When I'm losing weight and I'm on a tear, suddenly, I don't know what happens to you. You become like this, you get the superiority complex. Like, oh, I can stop putting mashed potatoes in my mouth. You can't, forgetting about the years I've dealt with, weight issues.
Yeah.
But something happens to somebody when they finally got it all figured out. We're working our necks and, oh, we're so much better. I don't know what happens.
Yeah.
So maybe your sister-in-law is going through that phase and hopefully it'll pass. But it does not hurt. I think it can be very helpful, not in front of people, to pull her aside and say, look, it really hurts my feelings when you continue to say these things. So I'd like to not let this come between us, but it's going to start coming between us if we don't
just talk to her like an adult.
Get this back on track.
Talk to her like an adult. I think she'll, most people,
and if she still continues to do it, get someone else to intervene.
People are kind, at least I like to think so. And if you tell them, just hey, that was crossing the line, that let's not go there anymore.
So, you gotta just hopefully. It's either if you don't address it, it's going to continue to get worse and fester until it's this big, awful, ugly pimple that needs to be popped, and it's going to explode right there at Thanksgiving table. It's going to be ugly. So you might as well do it, nip it in the bud.
I had a friend that was dealing with this, and she said, it wasn't her sister-in-law, but it was one of her friends, and started getting into shape, and was being so mean to her that she was going to get a picture of the girl from back in the day, put it on a t-shirt, and wanted to put, remember where you came from, next time they were going to go hang out. And I was like, that's a pretty good idea. Remember where you came from. Don't be rude.
I know.
Don't be rude.
But it happens,
Yeah, that's kind of...
Love
letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating my boyfriend for over 3 years now. We've moved in together about a year ago. We get along extremely well, and I love living with him. We've talked about marriage and spending our lives together. But there is one thing becoming a deal breaker. I've caught him multiple times lying about talking with other girls.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's going to be a big trouble. For example, he hit a random girl named Madison under the name Fred on his Snapchat. That's a red flag.
Oh, man, I've done that.
He said he was freaked out because we had been talking about getting married and profusely apologized.
This is his response.
Saying nothing ever happened between them and that he can change. A few months later,
Fred,
I found an app on his phone that he was using to talk to one of his old college friends who now lives in China. They had tons of messages going on, including a few that were inappropriate, like telling her she was very pretty. When I confronted him again about this, he said the same things and that he doesn't know why he's doing all this because he loves me and he wants to spend his life with me. This is just two of a few of the similar stories I have. Is it just me or is this weird?
It's just you, honey. Go ahead and marry him.
I believe him when he says nothing was going on.
You should believe him. He's telling the truth. You've got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but I hate that he keeps lying. This is becoming a habit.
It's not just a thing. It's his coping mechanism.
I'm starting to think I need a break. Should I move out?
No. You should go ahead and plan that wedding. Hopefully he'll ask over Christmas. Because I'm telling you, the minute y'all exchange vows and say I do, all of this will stop.
Well, have a baby. That fixes everything.
He's just nervous.
I love sarcastic Kelly.
He's just playing, you know.
He's just goofing, huh, Kelly?
I don't know if I love Ratberry or sarcastic Kelly.
No, I think it's great. Good luck.
Out of all the dude names, you picked the one that stands out the most. Fred?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Fred. I mean, you know, Fred's a cool name. Yeah. I know one Fred, but
I have no Freds in my phone.
Oh, that's hilarious. I've done that.
What, Fred?
Put a girl's name under a guy's name in my phone.
And you got caught?
No. Worked for me. This was a long time ago. I was old Al.
Like 2 years ago?
But you were cheating, is what you're saying. Al. So when you did that because you were hiding something,
I was hiding.
Right?
Were
you trying to cope with, you know, the anxiety of having to be married and being a mature, responsible person?
No. One thing I couldn't do when I was a player, see, I'm a terrible liar.
Mm. Right, so you get caught?
Horrible liar. I start babbity 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 babbity.
And it sounds like a bad guy.
Yeah. So when the girl would ask you, who's this Tom on your phone?
That's what I do.
Yeah, you couldn't answer it.
Yeah, and I'd start talking. Yeah, and it's not pretty. That's why I had to change. That's why I had to change.
It's too much effort.
And I got tired.
And you got tired, all right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Stay with him, girl.
Yeah, good luck.
I was joking about
it. Let us know how it turns out.
Here, invite us to the wedding. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Mm-hmm. This letter's so cute. So I've been seeing my boyfriend for almost 3 months. Things are going great, and he's even told me that he loves me.
Aww.
Now we're planning a trip in January back to his hometown, which happens to be 1,000 miles from where we live.
Wow, that's far.
Yep. He asked me to go on this trip with him. So my question is, do I need to help pay for gas, food, et cetera, on this road trip?
That would be polite.
Thanks in advance, Holly. P.S. Thanks for making me laugh every morning.
That would be a polite thing to do, especially if you're driving. That means you can't afford the airfare.
Yeah.
You know if you're dating somebody that's balling and can afford to do all that. But that's just a nice thing to do.
Yes.
To at least offer.
He might say,
you know what? No, this trip's on me.
I think that's so nice of you to even ask,
Yeah,
Holly.
You should at least offer.
So one of these times, just put your credit card in the gas pump, you know, beat him to it or something, if you can afford it.
Yeah, yeah. Just say, you know, I was thinking about this trip. We're doing a road trip. How about, you know, we'll use my credit card for gas going out, yours coming back.
Whatever,
You know, it's just something like that.
That'll take the little burden off of him.
Yeah, absolutely offer.
Because the worst thing on being on a vacation is to think about how broke you're going to be when you come back.
Oh, it hurts my feelings.
Oh, I've done it many times.
And you're on a trip with someone and you're always paying and eventually you start building resentment and you'll start snapping.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I got it. I'll get this one too. And then it's ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really just ugly.
Sometimes you just want to wait a little bit longer to see if they'll pull it out.
Yeah.
See, that's just.
It's not going to happen.
Have it set.
Love letters to Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
2017 has been a difficult year for me. I started this year out in a loving relationship when my boyfriend of 2 years asked my father over the holidays for my hand in marriage.
Aww.
I couldn't wait, but then something changed. So suddenly, the man who I thought I'd be with forever decided he didn't want the same. I was shocked, devastated. Looking back, I know it's for the best. He wasn't good for me, didn't treat me right. So I moved on. I've now met a man who's everything my ex should have been, kind, compassionate, caring. And he's told me repeatedly how much he loves me and how he sees a future with us. But there's a problem. I just can't get the ex out of my head. It's been 8 months. I still think about him. I don't think I miss him as much as I miss the connection we had together because it was everything to me. Since the breakup, I cut off all communication and I've done everything I'm supposed to do when it comes to moving on. I'm in the position now where I just feel like the baggage I have with my past relationships getting in the way of me having a happy future. So what do? I feel lost.
Well, you can either just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and eventually these feelings are going to pass and subside. I really am proud of you for cutting off 100% communication. That's the best thing to do. Is it fair for you to drag this man along while you're still getting over the feelings for the ex? I mean, just because somebody is everything perfect on paper, but you're not feeling it, don't convince yourself to be with someone just because, oh, they have a good job, he's nice to me.
But what about distraction? Sometimes you need a distraction.
Sometimes you do, but I mean, it's also sometimes you just need to be alone for a minute and figure it out. You don't have to be with someone every minute. Sometimes you just need to be alone for a time to figure out what it is you really want. And just because somebody looks good on paper doesn't mean they're the right one for you. So this guy might be wonderful, but you might need to take a break from dating in general for a minute.
Sometimes that's just a reminder,
one
right?
One in front of the other.
Trying to be in a relationship, sometimes it's a reminder of your last one.
You might not have given yourself enough time to get over the last one. But yeah, I'm so proud of you for not communicating with him. Yeah. That's awesome.
Well done.
Well done.
And well done, Kelly Raspberry. That's Love Letters to Kelly. Go to KidNation.com and write us your love letter. If you have any issues with anyone in your life, Kelly can fix it for you just like that. We do it Mondays and Wednesdays. But that means that it's time for your fun Florida fact.
Yay.
If you answer this correctly, you and a friend will be on your way to Florida. We call this trip a day to FLA. You ready for today's question?
Yes.
All right. Oh, great. I've never seen this word before.
Oh, no.
What is the nickname of the region that contains the Kennedy Space Center and Cape
Canaveral?
Canaveral Air Force Station. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Nice, Kelly.
I would have gone Canaveral.
You've been wrong.
Canaveral. What is the nickname of the region that contains the Kennedy Space Center and the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station? If you know that answer, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your guesses and send you off to Florida next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, let's give away this trip to Florida. We had a question for you. It's a fun Florida fact. What is the nickname of the region that contains the Kennedy Space Center and Cape Canaveral Air Force Station?
There you go.
And somebody texted and said, obviously, JC didn't grow up watching I Dream of Jeannie. I did. I watched it in Mexico. I remember. It was dubbed over in Spanish.
And they spoke with accents.
No, it was just in Spanish. I guess I never picked up that.
Okay. How would they say Cap? But they would say Cape Canaveral in...
The actual
word they would use, but they would say it Canaveral or something.
Canaveral,
you know?
Is how I would
Canaveral.
Say it. Canaveral.
Maybe.
All right, let's see if we got a correct answer here. Emily, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Driving to work. How y'all doing?
Driving to work. What do you do?
I'm an operations manager at a clinic that helps children with autism.
Good for you.
Look at that. See, now we definitely want you to win. All right. So, do you know the answer?
I do.
What is it?
It is the Space Coast.
The Space Coast.
Yes.
That is correct.
East Coast, West Coast, Space Coast. Yes, ma'am. I want you to close your eyes. No, you're driving. Do not close your eyes, but just visualize a full-service spa. You laying there on that little deal and your hair in a towel, boom, getting rubbed on. And then after that, you go to fine resort dining. You have a private bay beach, 3 pools that you have access to. Speaking of access, direct boat access to Shell Island, water sports, and a 4-day car rental. Did I mention airfare for you and a friend? And you're staying at the Sheraton Bay Point Resort? Whoa, girl. Woo. Thank you. Visit
That's what
Florida.
I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is
about.
Definitely what we're talking about. Emily, who are you going to be taking with you?
Well, I would really like to take my husband, but I think my mother-in-law deserves it, too. So we're going to have to...
Your mother-in-law.
Yeah. What a wonderful relationship to have with your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
He is the mother of our entire family. He takes care of all of us, so he deserves it.
That's cool. Let's give her a shout-out. What's her name?
Her name is Linda.
Hey, Miss Linda.
Hey, Miss Linda.
Best mother-in-law ever.
I don't know. Mine's pretty good, too, though.
Yeah, mine's pretty good, too.
I have to say.
I wouldn't take mine to a trip. I'd take my wife over her, but I still love my mother. You have a fun time out there, Emily, with whoever you decide to take, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Hold on for it. Don't hold on. Don't hang up, though.
We got you set up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're going to be jumping on a plane tomorrow to go to Florida ourselves.
Yep.
It's Kids Kids.
Yeah.
Kids Kids 2017. So make sure you're listening. If you're a new listener, make sure you listen tomorrow especially, and then Friday. And then, of course, Monday, when we have all of the stories from all of the families and the kids from the weekend.
Yeah, I'll tell you what breaks my heart is when people say, I can't listen.
Yeah, right.
I can't listen when you're on the Kids Kids trip. It's so sad. I'm like, no, it's really actually very uplifting and heartwarming.
Remember, these are kids.
They're having fun.
They act like kids.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. And there's some bad ones.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most of them are good, but there's some bad ones.
It's okay to be a bad kid.
We left one year. I'm not supposed to talk about it.
I think he's working at Epcot now, so he's doing good.
He's doing good.
Yeah. He's working at Epcot, having a good time. So, yeah, so we'll hop on there. And if you donated this year to Kids Kids or any year in the past, you see where your money's going.
Yeah.
And you get to see that with this trip. And right now, we would like to catch you up with everything going on in the world.
It's time for Tidbit News.
We work hard to bring you the news.
But not all of it. Mm-mm, just a little tidbit.
What you got, Al?
Let's see. Got it right here. Hang on.
I told them we were doing this.
I got it. A couple of undercover cops posing as dudes that wanted to buy drugs in Detroit raided a house to make a drug bust, right? The occupants in the house that had the drugs were waiting on to make the sale. But you know what? Both of them were undercover cops. So the cops that were trying to buy the drugs busted the undercover cops that were trying to sell the drugs, not knowing that both of them were legit cops.
Yeah.
So they all work for the same department?
Different precinct.
Miscommunication, I guess.
Wow. Different kind of precinct. Embarrassing that they let the story come out.
Yeah, right.
Well, they got in a huge brawl.
Really?
Yeah, and people in the...
One dude got hurt.
Yeah. They were all fighting and stuff, so people were... They saw what went down.
You can't arrest me, you're arrested. You can't arrest me, you're arrested.
Speaking of drug charges, a guy in Colorado last week was facing drug charges.
Mm-hmm.
And when he took off his hat to be polite, his dang bag of cocaine fell out and it landed on the ground.
No, I hate when that happens.
You know, so now he's facing new drug charges on top of the old drug charges. And did you hear this? The luck this couple had.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple in Maryland who had a son 6 years ago. Then they had twins 4 years later. And now they're pregnant again with triplets.
Oh, wow. Naturally?
Naturally. The odds of that happening, of having one kid, then two, then three, are less than one in 1,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of kids. Yeah. You're just hoping to just have three.
Less than one in 1,000 is actually pretty high odds.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That's actually high odds. That's scary.
Yeah, because you hear the odds you have to win the lottery.
Yeah.
And one in like a kabillion.
Yeah, one in a whatever that number that is. And a college student in Iowa, and I kind of want to try this because it sounds weird, but it's blown up on social media, and I got buddies that are trying it. He tried to create the state's signature dish. So this could be Iowa's signature dish. And you can tell he's a broke college student. A grilled cheese sandwich that uses Pop-Tarts instead of bread.
That's not going to make it.
A grilled cheese sandwich. So yeah, I guess...
Don't they have to like approve this in the state
really
senate or something?
Really depends on the flavor of the tart.
Would you do strawberry?
I like frosted blueberry and I like frosted brown cinnamon sugar, but you can't go frosted when you're doing the cheese, right?
But are Pop-Tarts native to Iowa? I mean, is that where they were created? I mean, there has to be...
A reason.
Doesn't it have to be a reason it's tied in to be the official state food?
Well, again, Kelly, this is tidbit news, so...
Too many questions. But I don't think that guy has a future ahead of him as a chef. But should you need a chef, you should go out and check out ZipRecruiter.com.
Yeah.
Because you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click of your forefinger. Or if you don't have a forefinger, use the middle one. Use the ring finger. Doesn't matter.
They don't discriminate.
Yeah. They use this thing called Smart Magic Technology. Put that to work, and it posts that job, like I said, to over 100 job sites and social media. You'll have an applicant, a qualified applicant, in your email box within 24 hours.
Small companies, big companies. Al just hired 3 people using ZipRecruiter.
Yeah.
It's the smartest way to hire, man.
And speaking of your bar, Al, now that you hired people and you're ready to go, you still don't have cash registers?
I still don't have cash registers, but they're not available on ZipRecruiter.com. So go to ZipRecruiter.
Cashiers are.
Good point, Kelly. like Kelly said, small businesses, big businesses, doesn't matter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com to get hooked up for free by using the code, well, ZipRecruiter.com/kid. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD. And no, I do not have cash registers. They should be.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
If you're going to attend the grand opening this week and Al's not going to be there and nobody else is going to be
we
there.
We postponed it. We canceled it.
Yeah.
It's going to be the word December 1st. Bro. Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How prompt?
Early, in fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's prompt.
He is very prompt.
On time. Okay. Even a little bit early.
An early man has my heart.
And Justice League is coming out on Friday, November 17th.
Actually, it may come out early.
If J.K. Simmons has anything to do with it, it's going to come out early. How you doing, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great.
You prompt in everything in life?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know you guys wanted it early, but I'll have it come out Thursday.
Sure, that'd be awesome, sir.
So you're going to be playing Commissioner Gordon in this movie, right, JK?
Indeed. In fact, my job is already done. So I'm just sitting at home talking on the phone now.
So when you're studying this, because a lot of people are they're purists when it comes to this. Do you study other people's performances when it comes to Commissioner Gordon, or do you do your own?
I absolutely did not want to study any other performances because, I didn't want to, you know, feel like I was imitating somebody, and, B, I didn't want to get intimidated by a lot of good actors have played this character and been a part of this universe. So I just wanted to try and do my own take on it with, along with Zack Snyder's input and figure out what the next Commissioner Gordon's going to be like. I mean, you know, obviously it's within reason you're playing the same character.
You didn't have to do an audition for this part. You got the role. They knew you were the guy for the role, right?
Yeah, although when I went to the meeting, all these things are so hush-hush, top secret, that my agent just said, Zack Snyder wants to meet with you, and we set up a time, and I went over to his office at Warner Brothers, and which actually looks like a gold gym, his office. Fitness Maniac, and we were talking for a couple minutes before he said, wow, you don't even know why we're meeting, do you? And I said, oh. He said, I want you to play Commissioner Gordon. And I said, wow, that'd be awesome. I'd love to do that.
Are you past auditioning for roles at this point in your career?
I mean, I was kind of more or less past that point. And then when I got all the trophies a couple years ago for Whiplash, that kind of officially ended the auditioning
phase. I know. Yeah. You're so scary. 40
years. Did they make you audition for the Farmers commercial?
No, that was a little. We just got in the same room to make sure that we really wanted to be working together. But
can you sing the jingle? Sing the jingle. Sing the jingle for me, Mr. JK, please.
No.
We are farmers.
Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
Okay, never mind.
One last one.
Believe it or not, despite my degree in music, that's not me singing.
We're talking with J.K. Simmons, Justice League coming out Friday, November 17th. He's playing Commissioner Gordon. And Kelly, you had a question for him?
No, I was just wondering, in this version of the movie, is there any levity to your character? Do you have a sense of humor? Or are you just strictly dark? I mean, which version of Commissioner Gordon are we getting?
Well, I think that's one thing the film overall, I think, does really well, is it stays within that, that the darker universe that, you know, DC is a little darker than the Marvel universe, a little more gothic in nature, but there is a lot of sort of dry levity between all these characters, especially Batman and Aquaman, there are moments of Commissioner Gordon that are hopefully, you know, maybe not hilarious, laugh out loud funny, but at least, raise a smile.
Yeah.
Did you feed off of your experience from doing Law & Order for this role?
Yeah, all that.
It all culminated.
All that legal jargon.
What do you keep your Oscar? Once you win an Oscar, I like knowing this. Do you keep your Oscar somewhere where it's visible, or do you have it hidden somewhere?
Kind of half and half, because it's not, we live in a two-story house, and it's upstairs, but it's just on a bookshelf upstairs where the
two-story houses.
By and bow and spray to it on a nightly basis.
Yeah, wasn't it Kate Winslet that said she keeps hers in the bathroom so her friends can like pose with it and
practice their Oscar speech in the bathroom mirror?
Powder room downstairs.
Yes,
that's cute.
Hey, were you in a musical fraternity? Did I read that right, J.K. Simmons?
A musical fraternity, like in college.
Yes. Phi Mu Alpha, once a symphonian, always a symphonian.
Oh, yeah!
Really? Wow. I didn't know there was such a thing.
What is the hazing like for that fraternity?
You blow into a trumpet for 20 hours straight.
Yeah. No, the closest they had to hazing was they have a song that they make people sight read about how you're a worm and you're barely worthy of being inducted into Phi Mu Alpha.
Wow, vicious.
I know. Look at that. Yeah, I was like, it's a musical fraternity.
I've never heard of something like that.
Cool. And there's a handshake and everything, JK?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't,
Of course.
I'm surprised you told us as much as you have.
Yeah.
You may get hazed some more.
There's no way they're going to kick him out of this fraternity at all.
Yeah, right. I might get in trouble now.
Yeah. Hey, you got to throw out a first pitch, which I look up to people that get to do this, because I would never get to do it.
It's your dream.
I'm too nervous to do it. I think I would turn it down.
And what, no one's asked.
What team?
He did it for your favorite team, right? The Tigers.
Yes, I did. It was opening day 2015, and it was nerve-wracking. I mean, I was more nervous for that than for, you know, working with Tom Hanks or Brad Pitt or
really?
You know, an award, and I was, you know, I was very pleased that I actually, you know, hit the edge of the strike zone and didn't bounce it in there.
Yeah.
How do you feel that Justin Verlander did not show up to the Astros parade to get married?
You know, people have weird priorities in life, don't they?
Exactly. You can celebrate being married anytime. You just won a freaking World Series.
Are you still a fan of Verlander, though, even though he left the Tigers?
I'm telling you, that was, I mean, honestly, one of the big perks of being semi-famous here is that I get to connect with guys on my hometown team. And I was planning on having lunch with Verlander in Detroit the day after he got traded to.
Was he going to bring Kate and everything?
Heartbreaking.
At the time, I was texting, you know, little crying emojis.
It's heartbreaking.
Do you still? I mean, now that he's not a part of your hometown team, do you still want to have lunch with him? I mean, does that just go away?
Well, let me put it this way: I'm not going to Houston to have lunch. If they have lunch in L.A., I'd love to.
Okay. Awesome.
We're talking with J.K. Simmons. Are you a big fan of Eminem? Since you're a Detroit boy.
Our 18-year-old is a big Eminem fan, and I mean he's deep. I would categorize myself a casual admirer of Mr. Mathers.
Appreciate the talent.
Yeah. Is your son going into acting and into the entertainment as well?
No, he's smart enough and talented enough to be going into music. There may end up being a little bit of a crossover there, because he's writing music, composing, and he contributed a little bit to the film soundtrack of a movie that my wife wrote and directed. So, it might be in the entertainment field there, yeah.
Talented family.
Very talented. You can check out.
I just saw our daughter in the school musical last night, so she is more likely to follow in the acting footsteps.
Oh, what play was it?
The Little Mermaid.
Oh,
and she was Ariel?
She was a mer-sister.
A mer-sister.
Oh, a mer-sister.
Yeah. I bet she was the best one.
She's a mere junior, so maybe next year will be her turn to be
it. Yeah, they saved those star roles for the seniors.
A mer-sister. Yeah.
I didn't. I would have been the crab.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah. Hey, JK, speaking of mermaids, do you know what size bra a mermaid wears?
No, I do not.
A seashell.
No. That was, yeah, that was bad.
Oh, I God. Really should have known that because I was looking at my own daughter and several other high school
Yeah.
Seashells over their
bodies. Like
that.
Very inappropriate, JC.
JK, I totally forgot to warn you about that. Yeah, definitely do not look at pictures of your daughter or her friends while I'm telling you that joke. Sir. I'm so sorry. Well, look, it's been a pleasure talking with you. We're big fans of yours.
Yes.
Been for a long time. Make sure you check out Justice League Theaters, November 17th. And anything else you want to plug, J.K. Simmons?
Merely Justice League. I think that's enough.
Yes, that's plenty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir, for taking the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Dude, bad joke.
What?
These kids in high school. You can't be talking about bra sizes.
It's a mermaid joke.
I want to know how many different versions of J.K. Simmons J.C. referred to him as in that interview. He J.K., Mr. J.K., Mr. Simmons.
Yeah, I didn't know what to call him.
I call him the
J.K. Simmons, sir.
Second most famous J.K. in the world.
Route next to Rowling?
Yeah.
I wanted to tell him a joke so I could say J.K., but I was too far.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed our interview with J.K. Simmons, we'll have that up at KidNation.com. My son is extremely excited about Justice League.
Really?
Yeah. Because he was devastated by the last movie.
Why?
Batman versus Superman.
Why?
I don't want to spoil it for those who have not watched it, but he was devastated.
Did he die?
He was devastated. I'm not going to, again, people have not seen it.
I haven't seen Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, I regretted letting him watch that.
I thought superheroes, like,
it was not good.
This Jason dude,
Momoa?
Yeah. Has he been, I mean, Aquaman? Obviously this isn't his first movie, but has he been, I've really not heard his name.
He's on Game of Thrones.
A lot. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Since this movie. I mean, that's when I've seen him and heard him. I don't watch Game of Thrones, so.
And now you do, Al.
He's Mr. Lisa Bonet.
That's right.
And he's also...
He was gonna get that woman, and he got her.
People's sexiest arms, because they rated the sexiest body parts.
I can see that.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
Blake is the sexiest man.
That's right, Al.
Well, he was in Suicide Squad.
That's my boy.
Squad. Jenna got a weird text message, and you got some... I wish I would receive these.
Why?
You know, you're the second person to say that I've shown this to, and I don't understand why. I mean, you like the drama. You want to be a part of someone else's drama.
Yeah, and I feel like you could do a little fishing.
Like, I don't have a lot of friends, so I don't get a lot of text messages. Uh-huh. And I got a text yesterday from a number, a local number, and not one that was saved in my phone.
Okay.
So I'm like, ooh, I got a text. I wonder what this is. And so I open it up. And it says, I hate to break this to you, hun.
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 Okay, man or woman, let's see, hun. That's going to be a chick.
Hun,
Why don't you wait for me to finish the sentence and you'll be able to tell.
Okay.
I hate to break this to you, hun, but I slept with your brother.
Definitely a woman.
Well?
It meant nothing. It was just wild animal sex.
What?
And I'm thinking, okay, this is not to me because my brother's 10.
Ew.
And I kind of thought, I don't know. I have occasionally gotten people that have got my phone number and they'll send mean texts or they'll send things that they're just pranking. And I figured that's kind of what this was. So I just wrote cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just cool?
Yeah, I just wrote cool. I don't know why I wrote cool. I was just in a place that I didn't feel like dealing with this anyway. And I didn't really want to say, you know, who is this? Who are you looking for? I just said cool.
Yeah. You should have said.
Because I honestly thought it was a prank at this point.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want to pry. I said cool. Then they continue.
Oh, it didn't end there?
It did not end.
I thought that would have ended it.
That was a very simple. Yeah.
I honestly, I don't really want to know about these people.
Who would invite me?
Cool. I think we need to break up, Ryan. I'm sorry. Aww. That's what this person said. I think we need to break up, Ryan. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, I feel really bad for Ryan. Like, this is really terrible. This is the method someone's taking to let them know. I mean, I kind of thought it was a joke, and maybe it was someone I knew. Yeah. I don't know the phone number.
How do we find Ryan?
I don't know the person.
Ryan's girl.
So I just wrote, I was like, you have the wrong phone number. I wrote that. Oh, oops, sorry, stranger.
Hello, stranger.
Oh, no. Sorry, stranger.
So, the weird part about this text, and I was telling Jenna, if you're dating someone, In this case, she's dating Ryan. You have them saved in your phone, don't you? You have it always. That's a phone number you typically would not screw up.
Yeah. There's a lot about this that doesn't make sense, but I was just over it. Like, I wasn't in a place to overthink it. Part of me wanted to say, who cares what I think? But I think it's really rude that you're hurting Ryan this way. You know, I think it's really rude that you're texting. Why do people text hurtful things? Why didn't they have a conversation in person about sleeping with his brother?
People don't. You know,
but who am I? I don't need to give them the third degree.
Well, obviously, it's not a good person. They're sleeping with their boyfriend's brother. So, you know, they're not a good person in the first place. So,
you want to text them then, Tracy?
Well, I looked up the phone number on Facebook because you know you can look somebody's phone number up and your profile will pop up because you have to. That's how you verify your Facebook page.
Did that person pop up?
It did, but it doesn't. I don't think it matches the text. It is a woman.
People just goofing around. Maybe.
Agreed. I think so.
They just like pranking and see if they get a reaction and start something like teenagers who are bored.
Does the person who popped up do they have a friend named Ryan?
I didn't investigate.
The person...
I just can't get over the relationship. That people are this terrible. It just put me in a dark place. It makes me so sad for people, how awful people can be to each other. If this is all true, if this really happened, and that's how you're breaking the news to someone, I just don't like people. Poor Ryan. You're betrayed by your brother and your lover.
Yeah.
And broken up with over text.
That's a bad day.
Jenna had a rough day yesterday.
I had a bad day.
She's not having a good day. I'm sorry, Jenna. You want us to call him?
Yeah, call him. Okay.
No.
I'm going to try. Maybe we'll record it and see. Make sure. Yeah.
Why?
We'll try to call him during the break. I know, but we ran out of time.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
When we last left you, Jenna had just let us know that Ryan had been dumped.
Poor Ryan.
Well, not yet.
We don't know by who.
Yeah, we don't really know. Ryan's just been cheated on.
But we know that she cheated on him with his brother.
Dun, dun, dun.
Awful.
We got all of this via...
How am I in the middle of this?
A text message that Jenna received.
An old wrong number.
But it didn't mean anything. It was just animalistic.
Yeah.
So I looked her up on Facebook.
Okay.
I have her...
By the phone number.
I have the phone number popped up. It does belong to someone. Jenna was kind enough to hand over that phone number. So maybe we could get her on the phone and just get to the bottom of this real quick. Here.
Hi, you reached. Please leave a name and number and I will return you.
Yeah.
All right.
So it is that woman?
It is that matches the voice of the lady I saw on the Facebook.
How do you know a voice matches a picture?
Just does.
How do you know
I disagree.
Jenna, you saw the picture, didn't you?
I did, but I disagree because only from personal experience, people don't think that I look how I sound.
Yeah.
It's not always the case.
It matches the lady.
Oh, my God.
Nah. It's her.
What's her? She's a
she
former
said she did
what?
A animal, animalistic...
It meant nothing. Yeah. Animal. Wild animal sex. Who says that?
I do.
And I'm like, how's this cheating bee having sex with multiple people?
And the you brother. Can't find one.
Yeah. Are these like modern day prank phone calls, though? You know?
Yeah,
that was her.
But I mean, was it really? You know,
I don't know.
The fact that they got
I don't know.
Jenna's
don't.
Number has an area code that is not even near this. Place.
Right.
That's what's weird. And it's a local thing.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, I have a random number.
Interesting.
Maybe you have
I'm
a brother
so
named
cynical.
Ryan. That
you should just write back and say, hey, just following up and see what happened with Ryan. Just see.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
How's Ryan doing?
You got nothing to lose.
Can you write and say, how's Ryan doing?
Yeah. Ryan sounds like Ryan sounds like a cool guy. Maybe I should meet him.
And also, can I get his number?
What if, like, Ryan's just learning for the first time that this happened? She still hasn't gotten a hold of him.
Oh, poor Ryan.
I just feel bad for Ryan.
I feel bad for him, too.
I mean, if that's legit, if that's...
If that...
That sucks,
it
man.
It does suck. If people suck to each other. It's terrible.
We got a text here.
Yeah.
Says, I have a guy that works for me named Ryan.
What?
His wife filed for divorce yesterday.
What?
And she, too... Slept with his brother.
Whoa, that's too much of a coincidence. way too much.
I did hit him up and I asked for the first name. Does not match the Facebook.
Okay,
so
that's weird.
That's just random.
You are so certain that it's this person on Facebook.
I am willing to bet $10 that
not a lot of confidence.
This profile I had pulled up because of that phone number that texted you is the same person.
All right, easy fix. Screenshot this text exchange, send it to that profile and say, did you send this?
Well, I've been sending stuff to people on Facebook all day yesterday. Nobody responded to me, so I don't think that's going to work.
Why are you Facebook stalking?
You guys, I'm so stalking.
Who are you stalking?
Like, hard. I got back on Ancestry.com because my mom told me.
Oh, gosh.
I have a second cousin. That's like, that's basically, I'm inches away from finding my mom's biological mother.
Yeah, maybe.
And so I started finding these people's real name. I paid $5 to a website to get some phone numbers and emails.
Yeah, of course.
I emailed. I called work places of employment. I called homes. I left Facebook messages. And nothing.
So you just wasted $5.
Yeah.
And they have your information. It's always those sites that steal your credit card information.
It's messed up if they steal your identity. He done all this.
To try and track people's identity. It's always those rogue sites online. It is. It's always things like that.
Like the white
number.
It's like the White Pages type place, but not the official one.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The one.
When's the last time you saw a White Pages?
Oh, crap, man. I'm going to get my... I'll keep you guys posted if somebody responds to me. So we got a buddy stopping by. Secondhand Serenade. You remember him?
Ew.
Yeah, that song Fall For You.
Better than anybody.
I'm telling you, that's your homeboy.
If you've ever watched my engagement video, he's the guy that comes out with the guitar and helps me with my proposal. But he was supposed to play with me at the wedding because I wrote a song for my wife, and he was not a show. He didn't show up.
He ghosted you.
Should I ask?
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to bring it up?
Should I ask him about
it? It's going to be kind of uncomfortable.
I think you should. I think you should be direct.
But do it in a way. Don't do it confrontationally, you know?
No. We're buddies, right? Yeah. I think it'll be all right. I haven't talked to him since, but...
Get it off your chest.
Yeah, good buddies.
Yeah, you haven't talked to him.
We've talked here and there. Okay. We'll get John from Secondhand Serenade in the studio next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time for another B-Dubs Music Hangout. Now, this is a longtime friend of the show. We haven't talked to him in, like, probably... 8 years, maybe?
Oh, wow. Has it been that long, really?
Now, you may recognize him from the song Big Al Mac used to sing all the time.
Because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you over again. Don't miss me, change my mind.
Fall For You, when he had gone through a breakup, and I would hear that song and cry in the car. Or he was also featured in my engagement video.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's the good-looking guy that walks out with the guitar and upstages everyone. The Secondhand Serenade's in the studio.
Yay.
I call him John, though.
Yeah, you can't call me John.
Have you gotten a lot of proposals since JC's?
No, I mean, every once in a while people hop on stage, whether I expect them to or not, but yeah, that was the most organized one that I ever did.
How often do you go back and look at that video?
For my own sake, I try to avoid it, but right. You know, you guys, it was beautiful. Thank you for making me a part of it.
Oh no, my pleasure. You were playing, I think, The Call when I proposed, right?
Your call.
Yeah. Oh, it was my call.
How do you mess that up? It was your proposal.
No, the name of the song is The Call, but he made it.
You've watched it so many times, you just know that.
My call.
Maybe, what will you sing on the next proposal? I'm just assuming that there's, with me, there's more than one. So I just assume everybody goes to more than one.
I'm not going
to
plan ahead for that one.
So, John, it's been 10 years since A Twist in My Story came out.
About
10 years.
Yeah.
What's happened in 10 years for you?
Yeah,
well, a lot, you know. I've been working on music and, you know, obviously I moved to Nashville. I've been in Nashville for about 5 years and I moved there, and about a week or two later I met a girl that I eventually married. So
how'd you guys meet?
So we met, I was working with a producer and she was working with the same producer, and she was very close friends with this producer's girlfriend. And I got into town to work with him, and after we were in the studio, went back to his house, and she was there talking to the producer's girlfriend. And, you know, I was like, hey, what's up? and like kind of walked past her. You know, I was trying to play it really cool,
right?
Yeah. And she just thought I was being kind of a douche.
A typical LA musician.
Too cool for school.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I was just kind of, you know, she was really beautiful, and I was a little nervous, so you know, whatever. But we started talking to her. The producer's girlfriend said that we needed to sing together, and so I was like, okay, you know, yeah, let's sing together sometime. And then she played her music immediately, and I was like, actually, this is really good. And so we just started writing and making music together, and eventually just kind of fell in love. And
what if the music had been terrible?
Yeah, would you have been on it?
That is actually a really good question.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, I would have, you know,
thought of it.
I would have.
Good question.
Well, she was sweet and pretty enough that I would have probably made music with her anyway.
Love can transcend bad music.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
What if she was like, John, let me play you my song real quick. Here I am doing a Michael Jackson jam.
You know I'm bad.
Well, you said bad singing, so I figured you wanted to bring up your great vocal talents, Jenna.
It's not about me.
Oh, my God.
It's about talented people.
You should have called JC to perform at your proposal.
Yeah, that's true. That's
he played a little guitar.
How did you propose?
We were at the Hard Rock hotel in Vegas, and I was playing a show there, and so there I was in the green room with the ring in my pocket bulging out of my leather jacket pocket, and I'm calling, like, scattering to call and ask her dad and everything, but I didn't realize that her parents were on a cruise, and so I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do? So I call her sister, and I'm like, okay, hey, I'm gonna ask your sister to marry me. I wanted to talk to you first before I do it. And she's like, okay, cool, as long as you don't do it on stage. And I was like,
okay. So
she's like, she would hate that. I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. We had people like ready to take photos and everything. Like, you know, I had a bottle of champagne ready to be brought up, and it was just a whole thing. And so I did it. And I mean, she said yes, so it was good enough.
So you still did it on stage.
I still did it on stage.
I was too deep.
It was too deep. Well, I don't know if she's lying, but she said she loved it.
Of course she loved it. She got right. We're talking with John Vesely. He's a Secondhand Serenade. He's back. He's got a new song called Loss. And I was just talking to Kelly because we were listening to the song. You can hear the Nashville in the song.
Yeah, you can hear a little bit of the Nashville. She sings the high harmony on it.
So, oh, that's so, your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. So she's singing with me.
I can listen to it differently now.
It's a family affair. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me. All grown up.
I heard you guys got a little puppy.
Yeah, we have a little puppy. You guys want to see him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
Yes.
It's like
surprises.
She opened the bag and the dog jumped out like it was meant to be. Like he's been well trained.
Oh, he is extreme, man. He's a road dog. Yeah, he's an amazing dog. I can't live without him.
Oh, so
I actually have. I mean, I keep him close to my heart, even if I.
You got your dog's face tattooed on your chest.
Look at that.
See? All right, that's so it's totally serious. Acceptable.
What, to get your dog tattoo?
Yes.
Yeah, I got 100%. My kid's tattoo.
But do you have your wife's face tattooed on your body?
Oh.
No, I don't have her face tattooed, but we have a lot of matching tattoos. So we have one match. We have Cash, the name of our dog. Both of us have this.
Yeah.
She has it. And then we have a lyric that we wrote. It's We Dream, We Live in Songs. So I have We Dream, and she says We Live in Songs. She has it on her.
Because JC says that's bad luck to do names.
We don't do the names or faces. Cash, I will never fall out of love with that little guy. And I will never fall out of love with my wife.
Damn it, John!
Oh my! No, but like, sure no, but bad. When bad luck happens, when you do that, like bad things happen. But I don't want to jinx anything. We're so happy and everything's wonderful. I dug myself into a hole.
It's so good.
What do I say?
It's good to see that even celebrities dig holes.
What do you say? Yeah. You want to have a baby,
honey? You want another Louis Vuitton backpack? I don't know.
How do I buy my way out of this? John, let's address the elephant in the room, sir.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is going to be awkward. Can I leave?
Back in July of 2010, there was a young Mexican boy by the name of Jose Chavez who got married to a white girl named Kenzie Chavez. And his buddy John was supposed to be there. Uh-oh. And John did not make it to the wedding. What happened, John?
I'm sorry. I couldn't make it. I'm sorry.
What happened?
What happened?
He doesn't even remember.
Make up something good.
Did you find another Mexican friend?
No, I didn't find another Mexican friend. I think, like, at that time, I think it was just something that was, I mean, I don't remember what it was.
It was
some tour thing.
Face tattooed on
and it was something to, yeah, it was, I definitely wasn't getting my dog's face. It was a tour. It was a conflict, and I'm so sorry that I couldn't make it.
It's hurt.
It really,
he's clearly
really
hurt.
Well, your next wedding, I'll be there.
Oh, good.
Told you.
You can make up for get my face tattooed on your body.
Okay, yeah, there we go. I'll do that.
But you are back on tour right now.
I'm back on tour, man. I'm really excited, and it's been going really well.
Yeah?
San Antonio tonight.
Yeah, San Antonio tonight. I'm stoked.
Yeah, you're doing a listener lounge with our boy Russell Rush.
Yes, I am.
You know he does like a haunted tour. You got to hang out with him.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's like an... Yeah.
We ghost hunt.
A big thing. That's what
we have a video on YouTube. We started a thing. We call ourselves the Ghost Slammers.
What?
As slamming ghosts from coast to coast. That's our thing.
We're not joking. Russell Rush does haunted tours.
Oh, my gosh. Like, so we need we're going to have a long conversation
kind of
about
thing.
It.
I love this kind of thing. But what's the most haunted place you guys have discovered?
We've done a lot of our own little tours of Savannah.
Mm. Yeah.
Savannah, Georgia is very haunted.
I feel like Ghostbusters, the movie, should have asked you to do a song for them.
I know. See? But then they went for Fall Out Boy instead. Whatever. You know.
Yeah, John's going to be in Orlando when we're there. Because we're going to be there this weekend.
Yeah.
For the kids trip. So we'll
be that's
out there.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Which is why we're in this room and not in the canal side. Because we have to take all the production equipment out there.
Oh, that's exciting.
But we still want to hear you sing, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I would love to sing.
Yeah, we'll do it like old school in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to sing Lost for you, if that's okay. Hey, how about this? I'll give you the song for free. Absolutely, guys.
I met you by the pool so free and careless. That evening didn't go as we had planned. But I knew I had to bring you out to see me. I was a selfish boy in love with half a heart in his hands. We would dance all night not caring who was watching. Live life like there was nothing we could lose. But I was wrong and there is nothing in this world I wouldn't do. To relive every moment spent with you. I never lost it all till I lost you. But I was much too reckless and I broke your heart into a million bits of hope. Now you'll never know the truth. You're part of every single thing I do. Now you're gone cause I forgot about loving you. Time went by, was driven by deception. But you always stood beside me and you'd pray that I'd see the pain I caused. But I chose to look right through. I let you down and watched you slip away. I never lost it all till I lost you. But I was much too reckless and I broke your heart into a million bits of hope. Now you'll never know the truth. You're part of every single thing I do. Now you're gone cause I forgot about loving you. Oh, thing I do. Now you're gone cause I forgot about loving you.
Yeah. So pretty.
All right, that's beautiful, man.
So pretty.
Thank you, guys.
You guys sound so good together. You were right, John.
And I'm Thank glad, God y'all sounded good together, right?
And I'm really, really glad your wife is with you, because when a guy is singing a love song, I never know where to look.
Yeah. So you were looking at John's
eyes on her.
So I was just looking straight at her.
That made her very uncomfortable.
That's amazing.
Jenna was over there cuddling with the dog the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Me and Cash got into that.
Oh, God. Is that so?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great, John.
Really good.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much, guys.
If we want to find out where you're going to be coming, You still got the website up? What is it?
Yeah, secondhandserenade.com, and I have a shows tab on that, so you can check out all the upcoming shows and tour dates right up there.
Dude, it's so awesome seeing you. I'm glad you guys...
And it's great to see all you guys. This is really, really awesome. Yeah.
I'm glad you're making the rounds again.
Hey, man, me too. But most of all, it's great to see old friends.
And you know what? John was nice enough when I was getting married. He helped me write that song that I sang for my wife. Like, you let me go on your tour bus, which was very nice, by the way. And he taught me how to play the strings that I played for the song.
Aww. Yeah.
And that is why I wrote it. So
play the chords.
You showed me the chords.
You're like, play the strings.
I literally didn't remember. I didn't know how to play the guitar at all. And so,
apparently, you still don't.
He's gotten a lot better.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really? That's fantastic.
Play some strings for him, Jason.
I can't play any strings right now, because John just played it. He's good.
We'll play some strings later today.
Yeah, man. So it's awesome seeing you again, man.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Give it up for Secondhand Serenade.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.